This is Kim.
And we're the Presets. You're listening to CITR on
101.9. That was Easter Monday here, and stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and in other cities. Of course, you can find this show anytime you want online. If you go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, OZSTRANDED, into Google, and you'll get the podcast list and a set list of songs and a video that I'll post each week of an old Australian track or a current one, because basically the premise of the show is to feature music from the past, from Australia and sometimes New Zealand, and to play fresh tracks, of course, and plenty of great music coming out of Australia every day. And towards the second half of the show, I play Canadian music, brand new Canadian music, which is very exciting and a great way for me to learn about this country, not having grown up here. So that's the show. And today, something a little bit different. I thought for the holiday day, I would play an album in its entirety. One album, it goes for about 46 minutes, so it'll fit nicely with the show, and a little bit of chatting about the album and the band. The band is called The Hard-Ons. And the album is a classic. It's called Too Far Gone. It's the Hard-Ons album from 1993. I'm very excited to play this, and I actually picked this up at Record Store Day. That's the reason I brought this album in specifically. Record Store Day a few weeks back. It's what a great day. It's like Christmas. It's better than Christmas. Here in the city, there were shows on at a couple of the record stores. Really great sunny afternoon, and I went along and made a few purchases, including this, The Hard-Ons, 1993, a CD I didn't expect to find in the used section, and I'm really happy to play this. The Hard-Ons, I've played them a little bit. They're really just an incredible band. They're a punk rock band from Sydney, originally formed in 1981, and they're actually Australia's most commercially successful independent band, believe it or not, with over 250,000 record sales. At least that was, I'm not sure how recent that figure is, but they have reached their nadir, I guess, commercially. They're still at it, but aren't really selling as many albums as they used to, but they were incredibly popular in the early to mid 90s. And what's unique about them is that their roots can be traced back to Western Sydney and the Punchbowl suburb, where all three of the members were students at Punchbowl Boys High. They're all migrant children. So Peter Black was from Slovakia, Ray Arn on bass was Korean, and Kesh De Silva was the drummer and vocalist. And he was from Sri Lanka, and so they really blazed some trails in the inner city gig spaces of Sydney, rallying really their own band war against a lot of the racism that was popping up in the hardcore punk community at the time in Sydney. And they were quite an anomaly, even calling themselves the Hard-Ons, which is an irreverent name, and then being not taking themselves so seriously and just making some really punishing music. It just put them at odds with a lot of the more straight-edged, well, not straight-edged, but hard-nosed, white Anglo extremist punk acts that were around in the early days. So a few things really set them apart, and the quality of the music always, you know, came through, and they went and ended up being, yeah, the most commercially successful Australian independent band, with massive, massive followings in Europe. To this day, they can tour there and pack out venues, but in Australia, they're pretty much unknown now, given all the time that's passed since their heyday, I guess. Anyway, enough of the history. I thought I'd start with, well, the first track of the album is called Crazy Crazy Eyes. This is the Hard-Ons, the band Hard-Ons. The album's called Too Far Gone. It came out in 1993, and we're going to play the whole album for you today for Easter Monday.
Crazy, crazy eyes.
My name's Chris Horrific.
They always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And Chris Horrific will be on air at 1 p.m. today on CITR. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show here on CITR and in other cities. And today, a very special day, I'm featuring a full album live on air. This is the album Too Far Gone by the Hard-Ons. The album came out in 1993 on Waterfront Records, and they are a classic band from Sydney, three-piece thrash punk pop band, way ahead of their time. And this album was their 1993 release, which really stepped them up a notch sonically. It's more of a punishing album than some of the earlier pop punk stuff from the early 80s, early mid-80s. So around 1993, of course, was a good time when alternative music was starting to thrive, at least getting more recognition around the world, and the Hard-Ons had a huge amount of success in Europe. A little bit from their bio, talking about this album. The channel vision of the album left even the Hammer Down of Dick Cheese, which was their first album, standing with Ghosts of the MC5 and Bullet La Volta Guitar Army Meltdown. Psychosis instead of sweetness, an element accentuated by Jerry A's lyrics and vocals on the Blade. Jerry A is from Poison Idea. I'll talk about that soon. And some of the same poison that Pantera were on in the process of digesting at the time. Without question, Too Far Gone rammed the Hard-Ons into the sort of savage stratosphere of the Saints in their own Stranded era and gave them their heavyweight title belts. The album's intensity frightened those who thought they were just a noisy pop band. On the other hand, as manager Tim Pittman has pointed out, the audience that really should have gotten their teeth bent by it, the metal crowd, seemed unable to get past the band's zany cartoon image. The band, of course, calling themselves the Hard-Ons and having a series of covers of awesome cartoons. It sort of gave them a unique stance in the musical world, but didn't earn them points with more, I guess, traditionalists, people who either wanted just metal or people who just wanted punk. They were sort of mixing the two together, and they had a really unique sound. So I'll play some more of the album now. This is Too Far Gone by the Hard-Ons from Sydney, Australia. And I'll talk a little bit more about Jerry A from Poison Idea, who did some guest vocals on the album, but that song's coming up in the middle. So here we go. This song now is track 5. It's called Test, and it was the single off the album Too Far Gone by the Hard-Ons.
Yeah. and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show on CITR. And today I'm featuring an album in its entirety, The Hard Ones, Too Far Gone, classic from 1993. Because I found this album at the record store day at one of the local records, Scratch Records, a random little Australian little find there. And so I thought I'd play it because it's a holiday today. It's Monday, Easter Monday. And also, I should announce, this is... should be the last show I'm doing at this time slot. My work schedule now, I work a late shift on a Sunday night, and it's a bit of a struggle to get here and to feel, rested enough to do a decent show. So from this Friday, I'll be doing the show from 6 till 7:30, Friday nights from now on. So, that's really exciting because historically I do like to play some of this historical content, and I think with an extra half hour I'll be able to get a bit more of it and play some interviews and things like that. So that's a little announcement. So I'll press on with this album. Jerry A from Poison Idea contributed a track. Poison Idea are a hardcore band from Portland, Oregon. They formed around 1980, I believe. And they feature Jerry A on vocals, and they've got quite a following. They split up. When did they split up? Sometime, I think, the late 90s. I don't know too much about them, to be honest, but I know that they are around still in some form. They reformed, and they may have even played in Vancouver not that recently. So that's Poison Idea, Jerry A. This track, The Blade, he recorded with the band and did the vocals, and it's an awesome song. I'm going to play that right now. So this is the next track on the album, Too Far Gone by The Hard-Ons. Jerry A. from a Poison Idea on this song called The Blade.
I'm yet to be beat. The third annual Dancing Bear Music Festival is taking place Saturday, April 30th at Quest University in Squamish. Nonprofit and organized completely by students, this year's lineup features John and Roy, Brastronaut, Topless Gay Love Techno Party, Humans, and more. Local vendors, a children's area, and tie-dyeing promises fun for the whole family. Tickets are $15 for students, $20 general admission, and $25 at the door. Tickets are available at Zulu Records and High Life Records. To check out other ticket locations or to purchase tickets online, find Dancing Bear Music Festival on Facebook or visit dancingbearmusicfestival.com.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Special show today, I'm featuring an album in its entirety, The Hard-Ons, Too Far Gone, from 1993, and we're almost all the way through. And it's quarter two, so I've still got a few more tracks. I'll tell you a little bit more about the band themselves, The Hard-Ons. They're just one of those real gems of the music world that just... why they're not a household name when bands like Green Day are, it astounds me. I'll read some facts from the bio page here. Here we go. I'll just read some random things. This is Ben Lee talking, the young Ben Lee, the Australian solo musician. He said, "When the Hard-Ons came on, I had a panic attack. I was crying, freaking out, and the medical people had to calm me down." He recalls when he saw them when he was 12 years old. "It was the single most terrifying rock and roll experience I've ever had." That was Ben Lee talking in Rolling Stone magazine. What else? "The Hard-Ons represented and advocated punk metal nearly a decade before the Epitaph label in the US were propelling bands like The Offspring, Pennywise, Rancid, and NoFX into the mainstream. The Hard-Ons were doing Green Day before Green Day could talk." What have we got here? "The Foo Fighters, the Ramones, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers specifically asked for the band as opening acts for their respective Australian tours. On a Foo Fighters tour, Dave Grohl invaded the stage at the Melbourne Festival Hall and joined the Hard-Ons for a performance of Motorhead's Ace of Spades. A German soap star character always wears a Hard-Ons t-shirt, and in one show suggested that his depressed mother come to a Hard-Ons gig to lift her spirits. In Spain, fans are so fanatical that they have Hard-Ons tattoos, and once when the band arrived at a club in Madrid to be guest DJs for the night, they found the place covered wall-to-wall with murals of the bass player Ray's artwork." What else we got here? "The Fulham Greyhound in London sold out at 8 in the evening and reduced the venue to a pool of sweat that a writer for NME likened to Beirut in a heatwave. Also reviewing the night was Melody Maker, who said that the Hard-Ons are the touch paper and the crowd are the matches." So that's just some accolades from a bio of the band online. And I thought I'd play this album because I found it in a record store here. I was quite surprised at a record store day. So anyway, enough of that. There's a few more tracks left. And then we'll pay a little moment's silence for Anzac Day. To commemorate the Australian soldiers who've died in war. That's something I'll tell you a little bit about before the end of the show. Okay, three more tracks from this Hard-Ons album's Too Far Gone.
Come on! I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And that's it. That's the whole album there, The Hard-On's Too Far Gone. You've heard today the full 46 minutes of it. The album came out in 1993, and I played it because it was a little find nugget that I discovered at a record store on Record Store Day here in Vancouver. I picked it up in the used CD section, and it was one of my favorites. So I hope you enjoyed that. It's just a little special treat for this Easter Monday, and also for me signing off from this time slot. Touch wood, it looks like it's going ahead that I'll be shifting to Friday nights at 6 because I work Sunday, a night shift Sunday night, and I'm a little bit tired right now, and it's not the best for preparing for a good radio show. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll be this Friday at 6 p.m. And I really appreciate people who have been listening and have been calling through and saying hi and interacting online through the blog. And I'd just like to segue out now with mentioning Anzac Day. Of course, every April 25th is Anzac Day in Australia. It's where we celebrate or pay homage to the fallen soldiers and the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps. ANZAC stands for, Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, and that term was first used during the campaign at Gallipoli in World War I, where Australian and New Zealanders fought side by side against the Turks on the Gallipoli Peninsula. A lot has been read and written about that great campaign, where the Australians lost, but there was a lot of heroism when they dug into the trenches there and held on for a number of months despite the odds through a nasty winter. And of course it was all a schmozzle due to the incompetence of the British officers landing the troops at the wrong beach to start with. So Anzac Day is a special event every year in Australia where we have dawn services. So I thought I'd just give a 3-minute silence just before Marie starts. And I'm going to play that Bush CD that I've been playing lately. So this is to pay homage to the fallen soldiers in Australia. Thanks for listening. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And I hope you like these pleasant Bush sounds now as we remember the fallen soldiers.